From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States will take the lead in helping to clear rubble and restore basic services after the fall of Islamic State in its Syrian stronghold of Raqqa. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert made the statement following reports that 90% of Raqqa had been cleared.
What we would then next do is work on some of the demining. Eventually, we would get to the point where we would start to remove some of the rubble, get to the point where we would get the electricity going once again, providing clean water.
Now, it said the United States and its allies have prepared for the next steps and would continue to work with partners to provide humanitarian assistance to those in need and support the stabilization efforts in Raqqa and other liberated areas. A federal judge in Hawaii has blocked President Donald Trump's latest order restricting travel, which was to go into effect Wednesday. Andrew Palcheski has the details.
The ruling by Judge Derek Watson prohibits restrictions on travelers from six countries that the Trump administration said could not provide enough information to meet U.S. security standards. The countries were Chad, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Syria, and Yemen. However, the temporary restraining order did not interfere with restrictions on North Korea and Venezuela. Judge Watson wrote that the new travel order suffers from precisely the same maladies as its predecessor. It lacks sufficient findings that the entry of more than 150 million nationals from six specified countries would be detrimental to the United States. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
Brazil's Senate has rejected a decision of the country's top court and returned a suspended lawmaker to his post. Ex-presidential candidate Assisio Neves was returned to the Senate by a 44-26 vote on Tuesday. This is VOA News.